20 minutes after 9 o'clock, we have got sunshine, 48 degrees. Our Friday tradition, talking with President of CHI St. Francis, Terry Anderson. And good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
I am doing, again, fantastic.
You had a good Easter. Yeah. Looks like you had a really good Easter.
Yeah, and no peeps.
No peeps. Thank you for that.
Good. Jelly beans.
Well, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Which ones do you like better? I like the white ones and the green ones.
Oh, I like the red and the purple.
Okay.
Yep.
So we got
that's
our favorites face. Here.
Yep.
What are we talking about today? You brought me another great guest.
I did.
You always do.
You know, there's two things. You know, we just finished up our long-term care survey, and I just wanted to shout out to our staff. They are fantastic. We got zero deficiencies. And let me, Bill, I'm going to tell you that the state regs, page-wise is probably 76 pages, but those federal regulations are like 900 pages long.
I can believe it.
So when they come in, they're looking at, you know, all of our techniques. Are we doing our med passes the way they need to be? Is dignity issues, are we doing that? Are we, you know, feeding? Are we doing everything? They go through everything. And to walk away with zero deficiencies is just phenomenal.
You got to be pretty proud of your staff out there.
I am. So shout out to the staff on long-term care that care for our residents that we got a zero deficiency.
Congratulations.
You know, and that's Becky's our DON out there. She runs a very tight ship. But they're a fun group to be around, and it's the residents' home. They even have say we're doing some remodeling and painting, and so anyway, extremely happy with that.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I'd love to hear that. It's a great success story.
It is. And so then with that, you know, to follow in line with that, I have Cherry Ordenza, who's with me today. She is going to talk about our patient experience and patient satisfaction, which also, you know, is in tuned with, you know, everything that we do.
Right.
And next week is our patient experience week, you know. And as healthcare providers, it's crucial to receive feedback from our patient experience.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That allows us to identify areas that we can improve on. So
right.
With that,
Cherry,
I am going to give you Cherry.
Step up to the mic. Cherry, good morning. Good to have
good
you
morning.
Here.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
So patient experience, what is this about? Explain this.
So I was actually thinking this morning of the simplest way to explain about patient experience. So patient experience is actually on how patient perceives their care from start to finish, from starting coming into our facility and going home up to their follow-up.
Okay.
So that is how they perceive our cares that we give to them. So that is patient experience. And of course, patient experience involves all the hospital staff.
Mm-hmm.
And hospital staffs collaborate for a patient-centered care.
Fantastic. And they say perception's reality, right? So what a patient's perception is kind of bleeds over into the reality. How do you gauge that? How do you measure patient experience,
Jerry? So we have
Jerry?
That HCAHPS surveys that goes into the patient. And these surveys has questions determining on how patients perceive the care that they have received into each healthcare facility that they have been, and including our facility. So these surveys goes back to us, and this gives us a lot of room to see on how we improve, on how to improve,
mm-hmm.
and of course on how to be able to meet their needs.
Does it let you know what you're doing right too? Do patients? Answering the survey, come back and say, you know what, this was exceptional. Do you get
Correct.
A lot of that?
Yes.
Great.
And, of course, the patient shares their experiences. And actually, to be honest, they mention a lot of people that have been impacted into their lives. So there are some ups and downs. There are some negatives and positives. But, of course, we meet them positively to make them better.
Right.
For the people and the patients to serve them well.
Well, you've got a lot of wheels turning there too.
Correct.
So there would be something on both sides too. I mean, that would be in anything.
And you know what? What I realized working connectively into the patient experience and quality for the hospital, what I realize in our community is that we have the greater connection with our people in the community
mm-hmm.
and the people that are working at the facility. It's because most of the people or our staff works or stays and lives here in our community.
Right.
So that connection that we have for the patients are, I think, great. It's because we just don't see them as a patient, but just like a family that connects with us. And the support that we give to them is actually valuable.
So. Does that make your job better? I mean, do you take a lot of pride in that when you can connect and like you say, mention that connection?
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, that is like innate to the nurses to be really compassionate, but not just the nurses, but all of the staff. They can connect to the people. It's because we see these people in our community. So I think that is a really great connection for the people and the healthcare staff.
I was not aware that something like this existed. What a great overview and what a great way to really look at things, you know, big picture. Mm-hmm. You know, and a great way to make improvements, too.
Yes, we are always looking for opportunity of learning and improvements to serve better.
Fantastic. How many years have you been doing this?
I'm actually at my position for 2.5 years.
Okay.
But I've been a nurse for like 17, 18 years. And I've been working at St. Francis for 10 years.
How does that help when you get to patient experience? I would imagine, you know, kind of what to look for.
Yes,
you know.
Absolutely. I mean, being a nurse, of course, it's always patient-centered. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking for the path where we meet the needs of our patients, not only physically, emotionally, but internal and emotional healing as well.
Jerry, great to have you here. Thank you for stopping
thank
in
you.
This morning, being
yes,
on the show.
Yes, thank you for letting us
so
share
much.
The patient experience. And we're actually having a great activity next week. We're celebrating patient experience and celebrating staff for their great job and care that they do for our patients.
Absolutely. Boy, it's all positives. I'm liking that, Terry Anderson. You're doing great things
absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
I was not aware of this, that such a thing existed. But again, what a great way to keep track of the bigger picture at CHI.
And it is a CMS regulation that these surveys go out to healthcare providers. Mm-hmm. So we are scored against national. We're scored against other facilities. There's survey, you know, companies that do it. We picked Press Ganey. And it's really unique how they do it. You know how sometimes you go and they say, please fill out the survey.
Right.
And if you can fill it out, great. If you can't, don't at all. But we really want our surveys filled out. And there are like, there's, I don't know how many questions, 30 plus questions. And the ones in the beginning are pertain to what the government wants answered. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is what our company wants answered if we see we need to work on areas. But we call it top box score. And what it is, do you always answer the call light? Do you sometimes answer the call light? Do you never answer the call light? So always is 100% Bill. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're scored on. We're not, you know, like it's, you know, you want to always have the always. So that as employees and as caregivers, we have to strive for that always mark. But it's always, sometimes, never, usually and never.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say top box scores, that's where you need to be. And one bad survey, because we don't have large numbers, really affect the apple cart. And we're sitting in the high 70s, which we're sitting probably in the top bracket of Common Spirit.
I love
so
that.
When you look at that. But again, it's we're looking at medication education. We're looking at doctor communication, nurse communication. We're looking at environmental, like is your room clean? Mm-hmm. Is it quiet? So there's so many components they look at. But it's so hardwired, ingrained, and I tell you, every week we get our scores, and it's like, oh, look what we got, you know? So there's a lot to it.
Good stuff. Terry, what's coming up next week? You going to surprise us?
Yeah, you know, I'm staff are learning about what it takes to do silver sneakers.
Right.
And they're telling me we're getting closer. They got to just do their education. So everybody out there that wants to come to CHI St. Francis and do the senior or the silver sneakers program, that is coming.
All right.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to some more information on it. Terry, thanks for stopping in. It's Terry Anderson, president of CHI St. Francis, and we do this segment every Friday, 9:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Thursday's Farm Talk, we talked weather with Endon Director Daryl Richeson.
I've heard like the outlook, you know, for the somewhat near future, above normal temperatures, below normal precipitation. But according to you, may not be quite that.
I couldn't disagree more.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Looks wet and average or below average to me. There's always the day, but you know, our average high now is close to 60.
Okay.
So, you know, you have to really be in the 60s to be above average. Anything below that is below. But, you know, there's potential for, you know, probably in a band or two of some pretty decent moisture early next week. You know, a little bit on Saturday, but again, especially later Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe a couple of days on and off rain. Northern North Dakota could get snow again.
Members of Congress have several key agriculture-related items on their to-do list for 2025. South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds says farmers and ranchers need the certainty of a new farm bill.
Let me lay out, first of all, we've got a farm bill that's due. Right now, there's a lot of discussion about what's going to go into it, so we've tried to put together our list of items that we've requested to get through Congress, which has not been very cooperative over the last couple of years in terms of getting anything out. But with the new farm bill coming through, we'd like to throw some amendments in there that we think would improve for a lot of our folks back in the upper Midwest. Number one, the livestock indemnity program, the LIP program, it does not get updated the way that it should. And so what we're trying to set in, and we've got a proposal, it's a simple one. It just simply says these payment rates should be based on a quarterly update so that we don't have our farmers and ranchers getting old data in terms of what the value of their livestock is in the case of a loss.
They also need to make changes to the non-issued crop disaster assistance program.
There is the